Streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. St. Louis officials say four people have died in severe weather that included a radar-confirmed tornado this afternoon. St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer.
We've had several buildings collapse. A lot of roofs are missing. This is truly a lot of damage.
One person who died was in a church when the roof collapsed. CBS News St. Louis's Russell Kinsall describes the damage he has seen.
There's a tire store across the street over here. Their roof was blown off. It collapsed, and the wall collapsed in that tornado. Bricks fell on top of a pickup right now. They've bricks all over it. So that's just some of the damage. But as you go down the street, there's just trees down, power lines down, just continuing on that path of the tornado.
Earlier this evening, a rare dust warning was issued for the Chicago area as a storm picked up dirt from central Illinois farms and moved it north. Two inmates are back in custody after they, along with eight others, made a break for it in New Orleans. CBS's Katie Weiss.
The Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office says the prisoners removed a toilet and cut a hole in the thin wall they could crawl through. The inmates scrawled obscene messages for the guards. One was misspelled, too easy. Sheriff Susan Hudson.
They were still able to exit the jail about 1:01 a.m. After breaching a wall behind a toilet in the jail, they were seen exiting a door on the docks where we normally bring in supplies, scaling a wall and running across the interstate.
Two people are dead, including the gunman, and multiple people have been injured in a Las Vegas gym shooting. CBS News Las Vegas reporter Joshua Peguero.
Police engaged with the shooter at the gym, and he was sent to the hospital where he died. Metro also telling us that one person died at the gym. Now, there are several witnesses that we spoke with here who describe a chaotic scene.
At this point in the investigation, police do not know the shooter's motive. Another intense day in court in the Sean Combs sex trafficking trial in New York. After 4 days on the stand, Cassie Ventura wrapped up her testimony, including having to read texts she and Combs exchanged during the turbulent time in their relationship. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
She's holding up great.
Pregnant with her third child, Ventura's attorneys say she's done a good job on the stand, but they asked the judge to limit Friday's cross-examination, saying the questions put her health at risk.
She was brutally honest. She was candid, and she told it how it was.
Combs' children have been there throughout to show support, even as Ventura described graphic and disturbing details about their father.
U.S. cable giants Charter and Cox pursue a $34.5 billion merger. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Join us each Monday morning at the top of the 10 o'clock hour for tips, tricks, and a whole lot of fun. The Kitchen's Open, only on WFHR.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers host the Minnesota Twins. It's the start of a three-game weekend series. The Twins come into Milwaukee as one of the hottest teams in the big leagues with an 11-game winning streak. We spoke to manager Pat Murphy in his office before the game.
Everything worries me about everybody. Everybody's good. There's not a team on that schedule there. There isn't a team on that schedule that you don't respect the same way. And then sometimes you over-respect teams that you don't need to. You certainly can't undervalue any team there because every team on that schedule can beat you. The record does not matter. The Reds just got beat 2-3 by the White Sox at home. You know, does that mean the Reds are a bad team? They're absolutely not a bad team. What does that mean? Tito Francona is a bad manager? There's no, of course not. The bottom line is anybody, it's big leagues. Anybody can beat anybody any given day.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. I'll have a full recap later tonight from Milwaukee with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, some showers around, even a few thunderstorms and breezy, lows in the upper 40s to 50. For tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day early, then some afternoon sunshine. High 60 to 65. Partly sunny for Sunday, highs in the low to mid 60s. Currently 57 degrees.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend, including the state Republican convention with our friends at Wisconsin Watch and State Senator Royce on the Joint Finance Committee budget process. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, Galvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up on the show, it's Friday, so Dan Schaefer will be here, Civic Media's political editor and also the creator of the multi award-winning Recombobulation Area. If you haven't subscribed yet, I highly encourage you to do so. It's fantastic. He will be here after 10 o'clock. We're going to start looking at some of the races in Wisconsin, some of the seats in Wisconsin that might be flippable.
We're going to take a casual look at elections. We're going to be cool, stay back, not get stressed, because I ask that we at least have most of 2025 off. We've had a lot of elections in a short amount of time, and I feel like we've earned this.
We've earned a breather, as it were. Yes, and then coming up at the very end of the show will be This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the bottom of the bottle edition. Ooh, stick around for that. And as always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Also, today is Free Ticket Friday.
What does that mean, Jane?
We have a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets up for grabs. In just a little bit, we will give you the keyword that you want to text in using the Civic Media app. You have to have the Civic Media app. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it is super easy.
Yeah.
I got a new phone.
You did.
I did. I had to because I broke my other phone.
You broke your phone with Thor-like strength.
Yes, I dropped my phone and it went kaput. And so I had to get a new phone, so I had to re-download the Civic Media app. I can do this.
Matt Rothschild, who's been sitting in for Pat Kreitlaw this past week, even said he is so technologically adverse, he does not. He just runs away from it. Even he could do it.
Yeah.
And he sung the praises of it. And he sung the praises of you and I. But if Matt Rothschild can do it,
anybody can do it. We can all do it. So go to where your app store and look for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app. It is going to ask you to pick your favorite station, what station you listen to primarily. Mm-hmm. But you can pick anything you want. You can curate the news you want to get. You can curate all kinds of wonderful things. So check it out, because you're going to need it in just a couple of minutes.
Yep.
When we give you this, today's keyword, I should say.
Yes.
You're going to have until 11 o'clock, until the end of our show.
Yep.
Tom Hartman will have a different keyword from 11 to 2. Todd Albom with another one from 2 to 4. Maggie Dawn, the last one today from 4 to 6 p.m., but we are playing for a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets, and that keyword is coming up in just a little bit. I wanted to start off with news about the storms that moved through last night.
Yes.
And Dodge County got particularly hard hit, and I was watching the radar late afternoon yesterday, started watching it. They just got creamed. There was a line of incredibly strong thunderstorms. But today, significant damage reported in Juneau and Mayville after several tornadoes were spotted in Wisconsin. Number of people lost roofs. There were some businesses that suffered a great deal of damage. Fortunately, at least at this point, we don't have any reports of injuries or any deaths.
That's wonderful.
That is great news, but it's only May, and we're going to have a lot more storms coming our way.
And it's important. And I'm going to purposely mean this to plug the app and plug Civic Media. We have amazing, amazing weather people. Brittany Merlot is a multi-award-winning award winner. She's our meteorologist. Yep. She keeps her and Corey Hartman. They keep us all up to speed on what's going on weather-wise. The Civic Media app will help you do that. The website will help you do that. We'll do that on the show and keep you informed and keep you engaged with what's going on because, yeah, storm season is here. Bad weather season is here. And yep. And I remember Brittany saying this morning that where she was at, she went out her door and the skies were green.
That's never a good sign.
Not a good thing. So, yeah, keep it locked in. Make sure you're staying informed and let other people know as well. Keep them informed as well.
Yep, definitely. But I did notice the whole greening of the sky. We didn't get things. We're on the northwest side of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And I want to say about 6:30, 20 to 7, it started raining so hard and almost kind of sideways.
Yeah.
It was eerie.
And see, down in Kenosha, I was telling you before we went on the air that it was real dark around 6:30. But around 7:30 was done.
Sun came back up.
And it rained, but it certainly didn't rain. The wind was the worst part.
Yeah.
The wind, I was watching my back fence go back and forth. I'm like, oh, am I going to have to pick up my fence in a little bit? So it's just weird how that happens.
Yeah, I was talking to Don Rosen across the hall here in WRJN, and he said our flagpole was bending.
Jeez.
That's never a good thing.
No.
But glad to hear that no one was injured. But again, they're going to be cleaning up in Mayville and Juneau in Dodge County. You can always donate to the American Red Cross.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know. I don't expect right at this point that FEMA is going to be called in. I don't know that the damage was quite that extensive. No. But again, for the folks who are living through this, it's plenty extensive.
And if we did call FEMA, who knows if they'd show up or they'd allow them to come in at all.
Well, we're going to get to that in just a second. But yeah. I did want to share something that really irritates me.
Welcome to another edition of What Grinds Jane's Gears.
Jane's annoyed. My husband and I watch Channel 12.
Yeah.
Been doing this for years, and I have had the good fortune to meet their chief meteorologist, Mark Baden, a number of times over the years. Lovely man.
Yeah.
Really, really nice man. Knows what he's doing, what he's talking about. When the tornado warnings got issued, Channel 12 went to wall-to-wall coverage.
Yes.
Which is pretty standard, actually, for television stations.
Yeah.
And even a lot of radio stations will do that, too.
Chad was saying up at XCO, they did the same thing for about 90 minutes
last night. You go wall-to-wall because this is dangerous and people's lives are at risk.
Because what does that mean, wall-to-wall? What does that
means that all they are doing is focusing on the weather.
Okay.
And they are watching the radar and they are giving people a heads up as far as the storm is heading this way. Yeah. You can expect it to hit your community by 6:22 or whatever that is. So normally the news goes from 5 to 5:30. Then it's the national news from 5:30 to 6. Again, local news from 6 to 6:30. And then I think it's Entertainment Tonight is what takes over after that. At one point, Mark Baden, when they went to extended coverage, and instead of going to the regular 6 o'clock news, they continued with the weather coverage. He actually had to come on the air and say, the people in Dodge County are important. This might not be affecting you, but it's affecting the people in Dodge County, so we're going to stay with this coverage. Which tells me people were calling the switchboard to complain. Where's Entertainment Tonight? Where's this? I'm not in Dodge County. Doesn't affect me. This is why we're in the mess we're in.
Yeah.
Politically. Doesn't affect me. Doesn't hurt me. Why should I care? The sin. I'm sorry. I'm committing the sin of empathy. What a terrible thing.
It's killing the Western civilization.
That's what Elon says.
I mean, it really goes back to really a sentiment that's been echoed for years now, especially in the rise of social media, which is very odd. When you think about what social media's chief altruistic purpose is, it's to connect us.
Yep.
But what it's done is created smaller and smaller communities, more and more, to the point where even, you know, I was talking to a friend and she was talking about her neighbor and I said, well, what, like, did you talk to her? No, I don't talk to my neighbors. We don't talk to our neighbors. We don't.
Right.
We don't
engage.
At the very least, didn't know their names. So, like, it doesn't surprise me that they did this. It's still disappointing and breaks my heart that someone would call and say, why are you doing, and not even think, why are they doing this? But instead of saying, why are you doing this? Why? I need to see my game show. Yeah. I need to see my whatever.
Where's my Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah. Shark Tank starts in an hour.
Yeah. Again, and I'm sure this is nothing new. And I'm sure that TV stations have heard these complaints for years and years and years.
Yeah.
But I just think it is really indicative of where we are now.
Yep.
And nothing is important unless it directly impacts me.
Mm-hmm.
We're all in this together, folks. Yep. We are.
Yeah. Yes.
And I saw that list. I was so angry.
And
I came in this morning. I was still angry.
I know. You were pretty lit. And you will be upset when those services go away. When they don't have the ability, when they have to go to commercial, when they don't have the TV stations, radio stations, newspapers. They're feeling the squeeze financially,
big
politically,
time.
to report on certain things, say certain things, omit certain things. These are, I don't want to say they're luxuries, but we're lucky to have this sort of access to information.
This is life-saving information.
Yeah, they said, we need to go wall to wall. We need to inform the people. They didn't say we need to earn our money right now. We need to take care of the
people. This is our job and our responsibility.
Roger Frost said, last night, Portage County was under four different tornado warnings between 5:30 and 6:50. The storm sirens were activated five times. I just had a few twigs around, but WSAW, Channel 7, was wall to wall coverage from 4:15 to 7:30 last night. Mark Hawley was all aces. All right. Good on you.
Yep.
But yeah, that's the thing too is Roger had a few twigs. There was doesn't sound like Roger was calling up the station saying, hey,
where's Wheel of Fortune?
I got Jeopardy to watch. So yeah, I mean, and of course the people who call that switchboard, they're not listening to us because we're probably too whiny for them.
You're probably right.
But I see your point, Jane, and I absolutely agree.
Can we just have a little compassion, my friends?
Just a little.
Just a scooch.
We're asking you for some compassion at bad weather. So not 24/7, not every day even.
Right.
Just when the bad things are happening, we're trying to tell people about it. I guess that's a lot to ask. You're right, Jane. That is, I'm asking them to...
Sin of empathy.
Oh, just...
Commit the sin of empathy.
It's a virus of empathy killing the Western civilization. Yeah. What are we doing here?
Well, again, our thoughts go out to the folks in Mayville and Juneau and other folks who were really affected by this storm last night that went through. We are expected to have a little bit more weather later on today. It's going to be really warm today. It's going to warm up to like 80 degrees, at least here in southeastern Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So that probably is going to spur and spark off a couple more storms. So keep up with the weather.
Yep. Stay safe.
Stay safe, please. And look out for each other a little bit.
I'd love to do that, Jane. I'm happy to look out for people. I just don't want to be staring at people. That's weird.
I would never ask you to do that. Ronnie from Horicon texting in. I'm in Horicon. It was a very scary storm. The hail was relentless. We lost power and then our internet. Thanks to Civic Media, we sat in the basement and listened to the app. We lost a tree. Glad you're okay, Ronnie. Sorry about the tree.
Absolutely. And Cassandra, for a little bit of light fun here. I don't like listening to Trump talk, but I don't call the station to complain that I can't watch Wheel of Fortune during the State of the Union. Thank you. Thank you, Cassandra.
Thank you, Roger.
And who was the one who just texted in?
Sorry, I got to go back and find. Oh, it was Ronnie.
Ronnie, thank you for getting in touch. And thank you for letting us know about the job. We love hearing from people and knowing that we're doing good
and
stuff.
And Brian from Marinette on WGBW. Here's an idea. If you don't want to watch weather coverage, change the channel. Better yet, read a book. Yes. Yes, Brian, read a book.
I'm telling you right now, no one reads anymore. It's not like there's 1,000 channels to choose from.
All right, I got to shake this off. Well, we will return. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. Stay close. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money. Or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Buck. Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 9:30 news, it was just a couple of days ago, we were saying Derek Van Orden did a good thing.
Yeah, he did.
Now that reversed.
He's the light side and the dark side.
Yeah, we'll have a little update on Derek Van Orden kind of returning to form. We just talked about this. We just gave him a well done.
We just gave him a pat on his head.
We did. But so we'll have a little update on what Derek Van Orden is doing to his constituents. And then at the end of the hour, Wisconsin's own Sean Duffy, head of the Department of Transportation.
And guy who thinks roads rule.
Roads rule. High praise from Donald Trump on his overseas trip yesterday for Sean Duffy. Not about his management of the Department of Transportation.
I thought he was going to be like, hey, he's the best sec-transpo
no,
ever.
But not, no, 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 no. I got a little transcript. Because I think it's important that we hear all the words.
Dramatic reading.
From our president. So that's coming up at the end of this hour about Wisconsin's own Sean Duffy and high praise from the commander-in-chief.
Jane, you have something on your face right there.
Is it sarcasm?
Yeah, it's still a sarcasm. Sorry.
All right. Hey, we have your tickets. Right now.
My tickets?
Not your tickets.
Darn it.
4-pack of Brewers tickets up for grabs right now. Get your phone. Open up the Civic Media app. Here is the word you want to text by 11 o'clock this morning. Today's word is Friday. 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 Text the word Friday right now, and you are in the running for a 4-pack of tickets for the Wednesday, May 21st game as the Brewers take on Baltimore. So text in the word Friday right now. You have until 11 o'clock, Friday. Text in the word Friday. You are in the running for that 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets in our statewide text to win contest. Your next chance with a different word comes with Tom Hartman from 11 to 2, then Todd Alba from 2 to 4, and Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. But right now, the word you want to text in is Friday, Friday, that 4-pack of tickets when the Brewers host Baltimore on Wednesday, May 21st. Not going to spend a lot of time on this, but I think it's important to throw out there because, I don't know, hypocrites much. James Comey used to be part of the administration first time around. He was the former FBI director.
Yeah.
Now James Comey is under investigation for a threat to Donald Trump on social media. Here's what happened yesterday. James Comey, in an Instagram post, says, quote, "Cool shell formation on my beach walk." Took a picture of it, posted it on Instagram. What did he show? Mm-hmm. It was a picture of seashells on a beach arranged to spell out 8647.
Yeah, which...
8647. Now, 86 is a term that I always thought associated with bars. You got 86 from the bar. You weren't allowed to come there anymore.
You 86 something, you get rid of it. You throw it out. You get them out of here.
Get it out of here.
That's
exactly.
How I always, yeah.
You're 86 from a bar. You're 86 from the library. You can't go there anymore.
Yeah.
Don Jr. posting, James Comey threatening to kill my father.
Jeez.
No, that's not what he did. And I just, out of curiosity, did a little search, Greg Bach.
Wait a minute. You dug deeper than Don Jr. was willing to do?
Yes, I know. That's shocking. Did you know that there was 8646 shirts?
Yeah.
That were for sale?
Yeah.
All during Joe Biden's presidency.
Oh, and that's probably some of the more tamer language I saw on t-shirts.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
There were 8646 t-shirts on Amazon, on Etsy, on eBay. You can look for them. They're still out there.
You mentioned this too, and I saw it many times. There was a decal that you could put on your tailgate for your truck of Joe Biden hogtied in the back of your truck.
Yep.
Josh Hawley, the senator from Missouri, also said because two assassination attempts were probably not enough for these people and posted the picture. First of all, I have thoughts on that statement, but we'll get to that another year. But all of a sudden, they have no problem. They're very sensitive. Oh, my gosh.
They're very sensitive. Let's not forget the F Joe and the Ho shirts.
Oh, yeah.
That MAGAs were putting on their toddlers.
Yeah.
I've seen photos of those. Yeah.
And if that's, well, no, see, I'm not going back to, because I don't think James Comey is dumb enough to put something out there that says that I'm going to make an attack. Like you said before, 86 to me was always get it out of here.
Exactly.
Let's go.
You're banned.
Yeah, you're done. Banned. Not, it's not violent. It's not
murder.
It's not threatening. It's just, you know, hey, whatever. But of course, because, you know, the toughest, most manly man and the strongest that is MAGA has to get in there and say, because they're the biggest snowflakes on earth.
Well, but again, it's one set of rules for me and a whole different set of rules for thee.
Yes, indeed.
You know, the standards that we applied when Biden was president, anything we said during that time was perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. Any criticism we had, again, F Joe on the show, F Joe on the Ho shirts on your kids at rallies in public. James Comey took down the post of seashells on the beach. We'll see where this ends up.
Probably news nowhere.
Is coming up next. And then when we come back, Derek Van Orden, back to normal. Yeah. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Severe storm slammed St. Louis, leaving at least four people dead. The storms, which included a radar-confirmed tornado, damaged buildings and downed trees and power lines. St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer has told residents,
stay home. To that end, we have implemented a curfew in the area affected.
In New Orleans, two of 10 inmates have been captured, but the other eight considered dangerous are still on the run. After breaking out of the Orleans Parish Jail, several are murder suspects. Sheriff Susan Hudson acknowledges there were lapses that allowed a toilet to be pulled out of the wall, leaving a significant hole for the escape from the lockup.
There were lower level folks on duty, and they all had a job to do. And we're going to find out exactly what happened.
Moody's Ratings has stripped the U.S. government of its top credit rating. CBS's Finn Gomez.
They have downgraded the United States by a notch to AA1 from AAA, citing rising debt and interest.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers host the Minnesota Twins. It's the start of a three-game weekend series. The Twins come into Milwaukee as one of the hottest teams in the big leagues with an 11-game winning streak. We spoke to manager Pat Murphy in his office before the game.
Everything worries me about everybody. Everybody's good. There's not a team on that schedule there. There isn't a team on that schedule that you don't respect the same way. And then sometimes you over-respect teams that you don't need to. You certainly can't undervalue any team there, because every team on that schedule can beat you. The record does not matter. The Reds just got beat 2-3 by the White Sox at home. You know, does that mean the Reds are a bad team? They're absolutely not a bad team. What does that mean? Tito Francona is a bad manager? Of course not. The bottom line is, anybody, it's big leagues. Anybody can beat anybody any given day.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. I'll have a full recap later tonight from Milwaukee with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Jennifer Lawrence is the last true movie star, according to Sean Penn. The actor discussed numerous celebrities on the Louis Theroux podcast recently, and as usual, spoke his mind. The Fast Times at Ridgemont High star said he felt the movie star manufacturer stopped working right after Lawrence. That's a lot of pressure on Lawrence. Penn also had effusive praise for Tom Cruise, calling him an extraordinary craftsman and an actor who pursues excellence on such a high level. Penn also talked about how impressed he was with the fact that Cruise does his own stunts and called him, in addition to being a remarkable actor, probably the best stuntman in Hollywood. Penn did say there were many young great actors out there, and when asked if Timothy Chalamet was one of them, said he hadn't seen any of the A Complete Unknown stars films. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, some showers around, even a few thunderstorms and breezy. Lows in the upper 40s to 50. For tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day early, then some afternoon sunshine. Highs 60 to 65. Partly sunny for Sunday, highs in the low to mid 60s. It's 55 right now.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Pat Kreitlow,
Pat's still on vacation, but he returns soon, we promise. But for now, we have the return of Bach and the Doc. Dr. Kristen Lierley sits in the big chair, and we go over all the news from the weekend. Join us.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us, call or text or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream, on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up next hour, Dan Schaefer will be here, Civic Media's political editor and also the creator and founder of the Recombobulation Area. We're going to take a look at some of the seats that might be up for grabs. Mm-hmm. The next time we have an election in Wisconsin, which is that next week? No, I'm kidding.
You shut your mouth!
I know. No, it's not next week. But yeah, some things to keep an eye on. Mm-hmm. We will break that down with Dan Schaefer. And I think for Audio Sorbet today, after the 10:30 news, which is where we try to lighten things up and take a little breath.
Just feel the niceness. Just,
it's going to be a really, really beautiful summer day today.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be 80.
I think down here, yeah.
Down here, we might hit the 80s.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about summer songs. What is the summer? What is the song of summer? What song, when you hear it, says summer to you? That is our Audio Sorbet. Start thinking about it now. Coming up after the 10:30 news, and our statewide text to win contest is underway right now.
Right? Meow.
Right? Now, you want to text in the word Friday, F-R-I-D-A-Y, using the Civic Media app. Text in the word Friday. You have until 11 o'clock, and then you are in the running for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets as they host Baltimore on Wednesday, May 21st. So text in the word Friday right now, F-R-I-D-A-Y, and you are in the running for that four-pack of Brewers tickets. You can be in the running just like Anne Marie in Brookfield or Christy in Eau Claire, Luann in Wanderoos, Jude in East Troy, DJ in Madison, Pat in Eau Claire, and many, many, many more.
Wait a minute. Wanderoos?
Wanderoos.
How have I never heard of Wanderoos? That's what I love about being here, having this job. I get to hear, I didn't know there was a butternut.
Neither did I.
I never heard of the Driftless region until I started working here. I don't know anything about this state. And Wanderoos. It is. It's right next to Amory.
One of our favorite places. Get those. keep them coming in. We loved it. We really do love to see where you're texting in from. It's fascinating and so much fun. Mike in Milwaukee and Barb in Caledonia and Linda in Middleton, text in the word Friday right now, F-R-I-D-A-Y, using the Civic Media app. And you were in the running for that four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. What?
There's a place in Wisconsin called You Bet. Oh, You Bet. I'm from You
Bet. Is that how it's spelled?
U-B-E-T. I'm not calling it You Bay. I'm not calling it anything. Oh, You Bet.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Where are you from? Wisconsin? Oh, You Bet.
Oh, You Bet. I love it. Text in the word Friday, F-R-I-D-A-Y. You have until 11 o'clock. And then from 11 to 2, Tom Hartman will have a different word. Todd Alba with yet another one from 2 to 4. And then Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Was just a couple of days ago. We really do try to acknowledge when people with whom we do not necessarily agree do something that we think is good.
Yes.
I think that's important. And I don't think there's enough of that happens in our country. So, yes, we were just talking about Derek Van Orden doing a good thing.
Yes.
He wanted to address visas for immigrant workers on farms.
Very important.
It is critically important.
Like if they handle just that, it would be the start of a new immigration process.
It really would.
Country.
Yeah, it really would. Yep. It's hugely important. Yep. That would be a good thing for Wisconsin farmers, for business in Wisconsin, other businesses in Wisconsin, including a lot of hospitality industries.
Yeah.
The whole Wisconsin Dells is populated.
Yeah.
Primarily by immigrant labor.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, 2 days later, I feel like this is more really like who he is. When he was campaigning, when Derek Van Orden was out on the campaign trail, he talked about growing up poor.
Yep.
Raised by a single mother who relied on food stamps. And at that point, he said he would never go along with cutting food assistance.
His exact words.
SNAP benefits will not go down a nickel. He said that in a testimony. He said that to a doctor. He said to a room, SNAP benefits, quote, will not go down a nickel, unquote.
Yeah, well, Derek Van Orden did vote for the Republican budget blueprint, which has more than $200 billion, with a B, in cuts to the SNAP program in order to make room for tax cuts for, you know, Diane Hendricks and all those other really, really rich people. After that vote, Derek Van Orden issued a public statement warning against reckless cuts to SNAP that put disproportionate burdens on rural states, saying it's unfair to build a budget on the backs of some of our most vulnerable people, including hungry children. However, on Wednesday, Derek Van Orden, who sits on the House Ag Committee, passed an unprecedented cut in federal funding for SNAP on a 29-25 vote. They drew up a specific plan to cut $230 billion from food assistance. When it was $200 billion, he said, no, no way, no how, not happening. But he voted yes when they upped it to $230 billion to pay for tax cuts.
$200 billion, that's insulting. We need to make it more. So just so I have it straight, just so I understand, about a month and a half ago, he says out loud into a microphone, for the record, SNAP benefits will not go down a nickel.
Not one nickel.
A month later, he votes for a $230 billion cut to the SNAP program. Food assistance,
yes. This is from the Wisconsin Examiner Wednesday night. Derek Van Orden voted yes as the House Ag Committee passed an unprecedented cut in federal funding for SNAP. The final vote, 29-25. Van Orden taking credit for the plan, which ties cuts to state error rates. He said at a House Ag Committee markup, states, quote, are going to have to accept the fact that if they are not administering this program efficiently, they're going to have to pay a portion of the program that is equitable, makes sense, and is scaled. However, states like Wisconsin don't have money to make up that gap, as the federal government for the first time ever withdraws hundreds of millions of dollars. Instead, they're going to cut coverage, kick people off the program. The ripple effects include a loss of about $30 billion for farmers who supply food for SNAP.
Oh, cool. Farmers are in the crosshairs again.
Damage to the broader economy. Every dollar in SNAP benefits generates about $1.50 in economic activity. Grocery stores, food manufacturers, and rural communities expected to be hit especially hard.
Because I am just a smart aleck, I'm trying to figure out how many nickels are in $230 billion.
That's a lot of nickels.
If this immigration bill goes through or is something that's for real and doesn't have any back end screw over jobs, then great. I'm still praising that thing. I'm still giving credit to him for that thing.
For trying to get visas for immigrant workers, yes.
But this is peak DVO. I mean, how do we allow this to happen, Jane? He said, I'm sorry I'm harping on this, but he yelled at a doctor and a room full of people about SNAP benefits being cut, about benefits being cut, using his own life experience.
And he took it very personally.
He took it very personally. And I get that, you know. One of the chief tenets of people who grew up poor is to live a better life and try to maybe help other people live a better life. But he lied straight to this group's face. I mean, if he came back and said, we have to cut $1 billion because there was no choice and blah, 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 I understand things happen compromised. But $230 billion is purposeful. It is predatory. It is cruel. And in that, as you said, is going to affect, wait for it, Our farmers
and our rural communities.
This isn't a liberal urban, no. Big city problem. This is an everywhere problem.
This is an all of us problem. Just like the weather. 855-752-4842. If you would like to join us, Gene from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Gene. Thanks for calling in. What do you want to say about this?
are you talking about, my wonderful representative? You cannot believe what he says. You got to watch what he does. He gets in for a photo op and gets some kind of thing like he's doing it for the people. And then when you follow up on it, he didn't do a god darn thing. Like when we lost our health care in our hospitals here, he was right in the front row, like he was on this panel, didn't do a thing. He was out at a residential for people who live in mobile homes. Oh, he was going to get wells for them or water, local water, and he came out of the watershed, and there he was, and a good moment for the camera, called the press and say, did you ever follow up on it? No. I'm wondering if they ever did get their water there. He loves the limelight, and then he goes in and he goes right the opposite. And believe you me, his office has heard from me a lot of times. Thank you, guys. Keep up the great work calling this out, because it's frustrating. It really is.
It is, Gene.
Good day.
You too. Thanks so much, Gene.
Gene, thank you for bringing that up. That's a very important thing that we need to also make clear, too. You don't like this? Say something. Go to myvote.wi.gov or contact Jeannie. She apparently has a number on speed dial.
She knows.
But you can put in your information. You can find out his office numbers, his home office, his D.C. office, all the offices, and call them. Tell them, especially if you're a farmer, especially if you're someone who's going to be affected by these cuts, tell them what this does to you, because they need to hear from you. Because I don't remember who said it, but we had a guest on months ago who said when politicians don't hear from constituents, they can take that as
agreement.
You're doing a good thing. So if you don't like this, write a letter, make a call, be respectful,
please.
But go to myvote.wi.gov, find out your representative, and actually just any rep. It doesn't have to be Derek Van Norden.
Anybody, any of our reps.
They're all going to vote on this.
And they work for us.
Exactly.
855-752-4842. Brian from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Brian. What do you want to say about this?
Good morning. Yeah, just with all the cuts in general, you know, it was interesting last night with the storms rolling through. I was eating dinner and my mom was in the living room, and the TV every 5 minutes kept beeping off with another National Weather Service, you know,
alert
warning.
Yep.
Yeah. And I said to mom, I said, you know, what would happen if all of this went away? And she's like, what do you mean? And I said, well, knowing that, I think I heard this morning, Brittany Merlot, who's, you know, the weather with Civic Media, stated that there was about 30 warnings last night that went through the state of Wisconsin. 30.
Yep.
From the National Weather Service. What happens if all this went away? Thousands of lives would be in danger.
Absolutely. Brian, we talked about this 4 months leading up to the election, because it's all in Project 2025. They want to privatize NOAA. They want to privatize the weather system.
Yeah.
So that people have to pay for forecasts. We're not there yet, but that's not going away.
Yeah, it's...
And okay, thank you, Brian. Really appreciate it. Always appreciate you checking in. But again, this goes back to, this involves all of us. This affects all of us. Mm-hmm.
Right now, Brittany spoke this morning about the fact that people in Milwaukee are helping out those in Green in the weather service. People in Milwaukee helping out Green Bay. Green Bay is helping out people in La Crosse. La Crosse is helping out Minnesota because they're getting these cuts. These are important.
NOAA is important.
Yes.
High praise for Wisconsin's own Sean Duffy from our President of the United States. We've got the details on the other side. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best.
What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together. We did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
I always wanted to be a lumberjack. Leaping from tree to tree.
Oh.
But they float down the mighty rivers of British Columbia.
This is classic.
We should have listened to this.
I know. Welcome back to Matt Nair. Well done, Calvin. Welcome back to Matt Nair on air. Jade Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvi Tini on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You have a little over an hour to text in the word Friday, F-R-I-D-A-Y, using the Civic Media app. It's our statewide text-to-win contest. You could pick up a 4-pack of Brewers tickets when they host Baltimore on Wednesday, May 21st. You have until 11 o'clock. So text in the word right now, Friday, F-R-I-D-A-Y, and good luck. You could be in the entry just like Brian in Milwaukee. We have Bob in Madison, David in Richland Center. There's a Jane.
So happy. I love how happy.
There aren't a lot of us anymore. Jane in Eau Claire entered, and Kimberly in Wauwatosa. Many, 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 many entries. Keep them coming in. Text in the word Friday, F-R-I-D-A-Y. You have until 11 o'clock. All right. We're not going to have a whole lot of time to spend on this, but I think it's important to point out Wisconsin's own Sean Duffy getting high, high, high praise from our president yesterday. He didn't mention anything about this. Denver air traffic controllers had 2-minute communications outage, yesterday, from the FAA. Now, that did not come up when Donald Trump was having his press conference in Doha yesterday. And I want to read this to you because I think it's important.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than hear him say it, I want to read the transcript of what our president said yesterday while he was overseas.
Dramatic reading.
Quote, When you look at what's happening with Russia and Ukraine, the drone is killing tremendous numbers of people. You hide behind a tree and the drone comes down and it circles you with fire. You don't have a chance. And the tree comes down also, by the way.
What?
It's so intense. You see these trees being knocked down like they're being sawed down by a top of the line timberman, like you know who? Sean Duffy. Do you know that Sean Duffy, the head of the transportation department, who is working right now in the airports and getting a system because Biden didn't do a thing for 4 years and Pete Buttigieg was the head and he goes bicycling to work? He takes a bicycle to work. Can you believe it? He's running the biggest air system in the world and he takes a bicycle to work. Who knows, right? I don't see it. But when I look at what they've done, it's so horrible what they've done. And the work they do, they wasted billions of dollars. It's important we'll have the best system and that we know who that system is. We want a unified system. Satellite seems to be the way to go. But what people don't know about Sean, what? But what people don't know about Sean, because I mentioned lumberjacks, that Sean, you probably don't know that. I'm not talking about this Sean. There must have been another Sean. This Sean, no, not this one. This is a different Sean. Sean Duffy, the head of transportation, he's a great Sean. I have to tell you, but Sean Duffy was the world champion for 5 years climbing trees and down, up and down, world champion. So that's what you call a serious lumberjack. And he's doing a fantastic job, too. Really respected, terrific guy. I mentioned the champion because when somebody's the champion, he's the world champion for a long time. He came down. When you come down those trees, coming down at a rapid, he said that started getting your back. You often break your back. You miss a shot and you're coming down a lot faster than the human was meant to come down. But he's doing a fantastic job at transportation. But this has been a very historic trip.
Jane, are you okay?
I have a headache.
I have two follow-ups. One, where was he giving this speech?
He was in Doha.
Talking to, it had to have been a Trump rally, right?
No, he was talking to the head of Qatar during a press conference in Doha, Qatar.
Okay, and then second of all, hey, remember when we were all up in arms about Joe Biden's age and being too old to be president?
And cognitive abilities?
Yeah. I think that you know what? Let me take the snark hat off for a second here. For real.
Sure.
Cognitive decline is not a funny thing.
No, it's not.
It's a real thing.
Yes.
There is a lot of hypocrisy by the fact that last year we were swimming in stories from the New York Times, the Washington Post, all major outlets about Joe Biden's age, and they were valid. But they didn't want to talk about his age, Donald Trump's age. I would really like to know if the Trump kids, not on camera or on social media, are like meeting in a room right now saying,
Dad's losing it.
Dad's losing it. We need to do something about it because this is an important thing because this is an example to the world. He just said this on the world stage.
He was talking about drones.
Yeah.
That's where that started. He was talking about drones and Russia and Ukraine and went from talking about that to Sean Duffy as a world champion lumberjack, which he is.
Yes, he's.
And props to Sean Duffy. That's an accomplishment. Yep. It is. But this should be very concerning, and we're going to include this transcript in the show notes. I think it's important that people read it for themselves. Mm-hmm. So you can read our president's own words and see if you can follow it.
Yeah. And also tell us if you think this is fine, because I mean, right now the big thing is there's never a criticism. There's never a problem. It's always fine. He's always great. It's our problem. We're the ones who can't understand.
Well, are we taking it wrong?
We are full of empathy and the thing that's killing Western civilization. But honestly, let my empathy flow for a man who is clearly not in a place where he should be having any kind of power. And Trump kids, all five of you, do something about this.
How about Congress? How about his cabinet?
True.
That'd be a good place. That's a good starting point. News coming up next. When we come back, Dan Schaefer will be here to do a little recombobulating. I'm going to go climb a tree up and down and up and down, and I'll be careful so I don't break my back. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hello, Jack, and I'm okay. sleep all night and the work.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. St. Louis's mayor says they're grieving after the deaths of at least five people in severe storms, including a possible tornado. Mayor Kara Spencer says some 5,000 homes have been affected and a curfew is now in effect. KMOX's Sean Malone with more.
Alderwoman Shamim Clark Hubbard represents the 10th Ward, where many of the hardest hit neighborhoods are.
I had to walk under down wires. I had to walk through tape. What I will say is I saw the community showing up. I saw people showing up with chainsaws trying to get trees out of the way and get in clear roads so that people can get here, which is good because we have first responders that we need to get through and people that need to get through.
Sean Malone for CBS News, St. Louis.
A lone guard assigned to watch a cell pod at a New Orleans jail left to get food, and Orleans Parish Sheriff Susan Hudson says that is when 10 inmates made their escape this morning.
They were still able to exit the jail about 1:01 a.m. after breaching a